Good morning, Rikhtim Chayotam, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Beis, and we're learning Siman Gimel. When the Chayotam is talking about the concern of putting food up prior to Shabbos, which is not ready to eat, and the person will therefore be in some way tempted to try and increase the heat in order to hasten the bishul process. And that will include in itself at least one or two malachas involved. We mentioned a question. What about a situation where the concern was not that the person was thermocoles, which is an example that the Chayyolim gives, which is the Gemara's case, which is based on a wood-burning stove. But rather, the question is, nowadays, we have a fuel source of either gas or electric, and the concern will be that maybe the person will want to raise the temperature in order to, i.e., give it more fuel. So both Rabbi Menashe Klein and Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in their Tshuvas, the Mishnah Halachas, and in the Igros Moshe, deal with this question. And they say arguably, it should be mutter. We do not find anywhere in the Chazal, we're worried about bringing more wood, adding more fuel to the fire, and thereby increasing the flame. That action is a totally different type of action. It's not part of the normal process, what you're doing in the moment. By the time a person will remind himself that it's Shabbos and correct oneself and stop. Whereas stirring the coals is done just easily, just reaching out and stirring the coals, and it will increase the flame. But if Chazal did not ask for adding more fuel to the fire, so there should be no iser when it comes to a gas flame or an electric flame. There's no coals to stir up. Doing any action with the stove as it is accomplishes nothing. The only thing is to increase the flame, which is the equivalent of increasing the fuel, which we said, arguably, is not iser. So they both raise this question that we should make a good argument that there should be a yisr, but they both come out, however, that it's going to be problematic. That we look at the concern of adding more fuel to the fire as a similar concern to the concern of trying to stir up the coals and enhance the flame, which is already there, the fuel which is already there. So both of those go under this umbrella. So therefore, these halachas would apply nowadays. Really, nowadays we're not using a wood-burning stove, and the concern is to increase the flame as opposed to just stir up the fuel which is there. To add more fuel is a concern nowadays, but the halacha applies as well even nowadays. So what did Chazal say is going to be acceptable? Now, the concern, of course, is that the person wants to have the food ready and wants to have it well-cooked for his suda, so they're going to potentially stir the coals. If the food is really edible as is, there is less of a problem. So the Chayyim says, and in the case where this food will not be ready for the suda Friday night, when no matter what you do, again, there's no problem. The problem is that the person will be tempted to stir the coals to speed up the cooking process. With all your speeding up, it'll only be done after the meal is over, so there's no reason to speed it up. And for the next day, it's going to be cooked either way, without your intervention. So the person will not intervene, but there's no temptation to do so. That he says, therefore, something which it will not be ready for the suda by night. Practically, it will not be ready. Something which is raw meat, so it takes a long time to cook. So a person is going to put up raw meat right before Shabbos. It will not be ready for the suda Friday night. And for the Suda Shabbos day, it'll be ready even without any intervention. So the person has no temptation to intervene. It's mutter to put it up. But he says he has the word mamish, which means this heter is based on the deal that it's not really going to be ready tonight because it's so raw, it'll take a long time to cook. it's already starting to cook, it's partially cooked, this argument no longer applies. A person says, okay, I'll put up raw meat, puts it up an hour before Shabbos. By the time Shabbos comes, the meat might be cooked enough that it'll be ready for the meal if you help it a little bit. So his motivation, his temptation is still there. But the case is only, Boshachai is only mutter, the person puts it up immediately before Shabbos. So then it's clear that he has no intention to use this food for that meal Friday night, because there's no way it'll be ready by that point in time. And by the next day it'll be ready without an intervention, and therefore there's no need to address any concerns in that situation where a person is putting up raw meat, somach, right before the night time. Somach right before it gets dark. Have a good day.